And I will call to order our June 5th and 6th, 2025, South Dakota Game Fish and Parks Commission meeting. Thank you all for being with us in person. Today, we're coming to you from the Dakota Events Center in Aberdeen, South Dakota. So thank you to our guests for allowing us to be here today. We do have a full agenda to go through, and one of the first things that I do as chair of the commission is read our conflict of interest disclosure, which I am required to do, so I will do that now. Now is the time for the commission to consider any written or verbal disclosures of conflicts of interest by current and former commission members. If any member of the commission has completed a written disclosure of a conflict of interest, the commission will consider the disclosure at this time. If any commission member wishes to verbally disclose an interest in a contract as defined in SDCL 3-23-1, a direct benefit from a contract as defined in SDCL 3-23-1 and 3-23-2, or any other conflict with any matter on today's meeting agenda, please identify the contract or other matter in which you have the conflict of interest and generally describe the nature of the conflict. Also, if during the meeting you become aware that you have a conflict of interest with any proposed contract or other matter, please notify the chair of the conflict and generally describe the nature of the conflict. If you choose to disclose a conflict of interest, the commission must vote on whether the matter underlying the conflict is fair, reasonable, and not contrary to the public interest, and you may not participate in the commission's discussion and vote on the conflict. With that, do we have any commissioners that feel they have a conflict of interest on any of the issues on this month's agenda? Seeing none, very good. We are going to move on. Number two is our executive session, and I do again have a short paragraph that I do need to read before we go into executive session. In accordance with SDCL 1-25-2, a commission may only hold a closed session meeting when certain statutory requirements dictate so. In this particular case, the commission intends on discussing matters that deal with contractual negotiations. However, any official action concerning these matters will be put on official record in our opening meeting. In order to close the meeting to the public, a motion must be made and supported by a majority of the members. At this time, I move to go into executive session pursuant to SDCL 1-25-2 subsection 4 to prepare for contract negotiations.
I'll second that motion.
We have a second by Commissioner Beast. Motion, all those in favor, notify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, that motion carries. We will now move into executive session to discuss the issues, and that I ask that all members of the department that are not associated with this action and all members of the public to please leave the room, and when we are done, we'll have everybody come back in.